Episode 56, Cracking the Code to Your Health.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Aloha, all my beautiful ladies out there. How are you? Oh, it is a brand new week. Are you ready? Are you ready to have a magnificent week? I know I am. I'm truly excited about it. It's just something about having... You know, Mondays are kind of renewing. Actually, for me, Sundays are my renewing days. It allows me to really look at my schedule and figure out what's going to go on in the week and attack it so I can have a very successful week, as much as you have control over that. Because, you know, life happens. And that's why we're here, right? We're here because life does happen. And I just want to say how much I appreciate you taking just a few minutes to say hello. And I want to remind you, go over to createyournow.com. On the right-hand side, you'll see a little pink tab that says send voicemail. Click on there and send me any voicemail that you want, good, bad, ugly, a question. You can leave your name if you have a business or a blog. You can leave that too. And I will be able then to put those on the show and just a little bit so you can hear yourself and I can answer your questions. Just one way to get a little bit closer to you. And with technology, we can do that. So take advantage of it. That is what I'm here for. I wanted to open up briefly with you from Sarah Young's Jesus Calling devotional. And this actually is coming from her February 15th devotion. And the first part of it reads, "Come to me with all your weaknesses, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Rest in the comfort of my presence, remembering that nothing is impossible with me." You know, I read that and it rings just so true because that is something I have lived with and for my whole life. That's kind of like my life mantra as to nothing is impossible. I would never let anything stand in my way. There was always some way over the brick wall, around the brick wall, through the brick wall. Somehow God would find a way. And maybe it was a redirection. But regardless, nothing is impossible. And today especially, cracking the code to your health, I thought that was a very important kind of quote / reading today, because some of you are just, you're battling your health. You don't know what to do. You feel like you just keep going in circles. You can't get off the roller coaster and you just don't know what to do. I was watching today and there are just so many new guidelines coming out all the time. And no wonder you're confused as to what to do, because at one point they're telling you to eat lots of this. And then, you know, a year later they're saying, whoa, you shouldn't be eating that much. And you're like, help. You just feel like a crazy woman, let alone you have life to deal with, the kids and your job and bills, and you are just overwhelmed. And the idea of cracking the code to your health is like, well, I guess I just have to just deal with what I have and move on. But I'm here to say no. That's not what it is, because you can crack the code to your best health. You really can. And with it being so many different guidelines, I mean, the newest one that came out, the top nutrition panel just came out with, is that it deals with cholesterol and like shrimp and eggs and how much you shouldn't and shouldn't have. And at one point they were saying, oh, pull back. You know, you shouldn't have that much. Now they're saying, oh no, you need to have it. It's not so bad for you. It's not the way our body takes it in, et cetera, et cetera. How do you know what's right and what's wrong? Well, the answer is really kind of simple. It's you. Yeah, seriously. It is you. You hold the key. You are the secret sauce to it all. And you're like, how can I be the secret sauce? I still need to lose 25 pounds. I've been this way. I've tried things. I just can't get it off my body. And I don't know what's going on. Well, yeah. And maybe it's the other way. Maybe you're wanting to gain lean muscle, but here you just have this body that no matter what you eat, it's just thin and you don't feel like you really have the muscle that you need. And you're concerned as you're getting older that, well, you need to have it to protect your body, to protect the bones. So as you age with grace and with beauty. That is so important that we age with grace and beauty, isn't it? Yes, I think it is, because I want to age with grace and beauty. Now, you're like, okay, really, Christine, you say it's easy. Yeah, it is. It is easy. And we're going to get right into it today. The KISS is this. Now, remember, if you're brand new, the KISS is the keep it simple strategy, okay? And this all comes down to you becoming the detective. You are your health detective. Yes. And that's what you're going to lead with today, okay? That is your KISS. Now, you're like, I don't know that I can do that. I've been trying to. And nothing works. I've gone to the doctors and they don't know what to do. I've been on medication and I changed the way I eat and it goes on and on and on. And you just want to scream, you know? I've been there. I have so been there and I understand. I can remember after having number 3. I still was gaining weight. And I mean, with me, I was one, and I told you this story before, that, you know, it was 10 years pregnant or nursing. And I really was kind of a cow. And my body was made to breed. My body was made to have children. And praise the Lord for that. Because I have 5 beautiful blessings. And I would not change that for the world. But that did take havoc on my body. And so with that, I really started thinking, okay, what can I do? And I tried one diet and one of them, I lost 30 pounds. Yeah. But then let's see, I ended up gaining it back and I didn't necessarily double it back, but I gained it back. And it was like, why, what is this? I keep trying. I'm not eating a ton. Probably my exercise wasn't where it was supposed to be, but what was I doing wrong? Well, it wasn't until my tornado hit that I began to crack the code to my health. And you can do this, but there's a few strategic things you need to do in order to crack that. And we're going to just cover a few of them today. I would like to go deeper with them, with you, as we kind of move on through the next few weeks, and we can dive a little bit deeper, okay? But this is just kind of going to touch the surface to get you started. All right. So here we go. Number 1, our kisses, right? You need to become the detective. Okay. Yes. So you are now a detective. You want me to send you a badge? you're the creator now detective. All right. Number 1, you need to get a team together. That's the first thing. You're like, a team? What do you mean a team? Well, number 1, you need to have your medical provider, your physician, your family physician, your OBGYN. Maybe you see a PA or a nurse practitioner, okay? A chiropractor, whoever you go to for your medical advice, who you seek to, that you need to have them, okay? They're part of your team. Another person on your team is a coach or a mentor, okay? That would be someone kind of like me that falls into that category. With my nutrition background, with my personal training background, my life coaching, been there, done that type of effect, okay? You got to have someone like that, someone who's going to partner with you and go on this journey as to, you know, where you want to take yourself. And then also as a part of that team is it's your family. And you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now, Christiane, you're asking me to have my family a part of this team? Well, kind of, sort of. Actually, it's more of you need to look to your parents and your grandparents. And you need to see what habits and the genes that they have. Now, I'm not saying you go and get their medical records, but you can look and you can gloss over it and just look at them from afar, literally. Look at them and see where they are in their health. You know, have they had heart issues? Have they had, do they have diabetes? Do they have a cholesterol issue? Are they overweight? How much are they overweight? How did they start when they were aging, when they were in their 30s and 40s and 50s? How did they handle that? Was it with grace and beauty and they just got older and wiser and maybe a little more, a few extra wrinkles here and there, but otherwise their body stayed the same? or did they progressively gain weight or hold weight in certain areas? That's what I mean by having your family a part of your team. And then ultimately, it's you. You're on your own team, okay? So that makes up your team, okay? Now, if you're like, okay, Christine, that's great. So I'm gathering my team. What's next? Well, number two is you need a health journal. And you're like, oh my gosh, now what does this require of me? Well, your health journal is this. You need to start, and you start small, by logging your food. You need to log your fitness. You also need to log your water, and you need to log your emotion. And you're like, whoa, okay. Now, don't freak out if you're listening to this. You're like, I can't keep this all straight. I'll have it all for you in the show notes. You can get it at createyournow.com, or you can just click on it. When you click for more information on when you're listening here to the podcast, you'll have those links right there. You can click on it and open a new page for you right there, okay? So what happens is this the food log, what you need is you need to write down like what you eat, how much you ate of it, okay? Some of it, yes, you may want to keep track of calories. If you are overweight and especially significantly overweight, you may be eating portions that you really don't know how much you're eating. So the amount that you're eating would be key. But as a whole right now, focus on what you're eating, kind of how much you're eating, okay? Your exercise or fitness log, okay? With that, you can go ahead and if you are exercising, some of you may say, well, I don't need one because I don't exercise. Well, there's a good indication. First thing, detective, we got to start exercising, okay? So with that, write down what you're doing. Are you doing cardio every single day? Are you doing the same thing every day? Are you having nice leisure walks? Are you incorporating that? Are you doing some strength and resistance training? How about some Pilates or yoga? What are you doing? So log that, how much time you're doing it and when you're doing it. Are you doing it in the morning? Okay. Before you eat breakfast, are you doing it in the evening? This is great information to have. Then I talked about your water log. It's very important. If you're wanting to lose weight, I've mentioned this many times before, you need to be drinking half your body weight in ounces of water. Okay. Half your body weight. Now, that doesn't mean that if you're only drinking like 2 glasses of water now that you try to go drink 96 ounces of water right now. No, whoa. Bring it up slowly. You don't want to go overboard. But that is a key factor for you. And with your water, a lot of us think we're drinking water, but water, when I say water, it's straight water. It's not coming from your tea or your soda or your coffee or coffees. Okay, this is straight plain water, or you could have a little bit of lemon or lime with it, okay? But this is straight water. That's what you need to be drinking, half your body weight in ounces, okay? Now, one thing maybe you haven't thought of is your emotion log. And I say emotion log, think of it as feelings. When you're done eating, when you're done exercising, before you exercised, okay? I want you to add on to your logs how you feel. Because a lot of it is, I mean, I do this every single day and I get up and I don't want to exercise at times. Yeah, really, I'm human. I don't want to. But what I do know is how I feel afterwards. So when I exercise, it's like, wow, I'm on fire. And you can't stop me. It just, the adrenaline that's pumping through, I have got so much energy. I am raring to go. Now I can eat foods. And some of the foods that I eat, I actually get tired within 20 to 30 minutes. I can fall asleep and take a nap. And no, it's not turkey, okay? That's key to figuring out how your body is taking things in, what it's doing to you chemically, what is it doing to you at the hormone level, okay? How is your body interpreting everything? Very, very, very important. So that is your entire health journal. So you've got your team, you've got your health journal. The third thing is you start to make your plan, okay? This plan allows you to have a starting point. You've got to start right where you are, not where you want to be, okay, but where you are. And you set realistic goals because the idea is you want to create a lifestyle. And this lifestyle needs to be one that you can live and enjoy life and not feel deprivation every day. Not feeling like, oh, if only I could have this and You can't live that way. Okay. So it's creating your lifestyle. You're creating your health plan. Now you say, Christiane, this sounds great, but I really don't know where to begin. Well, if you are someone like that, I want you to head over to createyournow.com. You can sign up actually for a consultation with me. It's free. It gives us time to chat and gives you the opportunity to ask some questions. But what will help is for you to have some of this information already. So the questions I ask, you have good answers, and then we can start to help facilitating the next step. You see, maybe you are in search. Maybe what's missing from you cracking your code is that coach or mentor. And if you think that someone is what you're needing, then jump on board. I would love to partner with you and help you in cracking your health goal, okay? Because it is tough, but it can be done. I did it. It did take time. And once when you do it, then that doesn't mean that you're, quote, stuck to a plan that you have to stay with. You can go off of it. But it's nice to know that when you eat certain things or you do certain things, that you know how you're going to feel afterwards. You don't have to guess. So what you're doing is you're always setting yourself up for success. And that is awesome. That's what makes you an amazing and incredible detective, because then you will have cracked the code to your health. As we started before, come to me with all your weaknesses, physical, emotional, and spiritual. Rest in the comfort of my presence, remembering that nothing is impossible with me. I wish you only the best as you continue your journey to cracking the code to your health. Please reach out. Go to createyournow.com. I really would love to partner with you. I pray you have a blessed week. Thank you so much. I love you. Hugs and blessings. We'll see you on the other side. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.